and welcome again to A Mixed Bipolar Life, living with ultra rapid cycling mixed bipolar disorder. So today I want to talk about my version of how to diagnose mixed bipolar disorder. I have to give you the preface that I am not a physician or a practitioner of any kind. I have no degree or specialization under the state or country to properly diagnose anyone. So, with that statement, I'd like to point out, though, that I do have mixed bipolar disorder, and so I do consider myself a personal expert from my experience. But I cannot accept any liability or claims that I can diagnose you or that what I tell you is a definite diagnosis for yourself. So go see a doctor. Okay. So first, I just want to talk about the different aspects of mood, energy, motivation, etc. If you haven't already read or my blog post or listened to my podcast on what it's like to have mixed bipolar disorder, I do recommend doing that before listening to this, or at least in addition to this, because I have a good analogy, and that is using tiles, like when you're playing Scrabble and you have a different, if you've got several different tiles and you shake them up and you pick a tile, you pick six tiles out or whatever tiles. For me, that's a really great analogy of mixed bipolar disorder, the tile being a different thing. So you could have a tile for mood, tile for energy, a tile for motivation, a tile for desire, a tile for sleep, a tile for brain function. I'm calling that brain function being rapid or not rapid speech, slowed speech. So, so let's start. Mood. Okay, so mood, it's, either elevated or low or neutral. I can't tell you what normal is. Normal is different for every person. And honestly, I don't really know what normal is for me, being a rapid cycler especially. So you have depression, you have elevated mood with euphoria, and then also a lot of people don't realize this, or they forget that hypomania, it's an elevated mood, but it's without the euphoria, but it's irritability. So that is technically mood. But a lot of people that are hypomanic will get irritable instead of euphoric. Of course, people with depression can get irritable, can be irritable as well. Energy. So obviously high or low energy and the full range. The full range. Motivation. Do you have motivation to start a project, to go out of the house, to bathe, etc.? Where's your motivation? Desire. So I split these up, motivation and desire, because for me, they're two different things. I can have motivation to say, and maybe it's a spectrum along depression, but I can have motivation to do things around the house, but I don't necessarily have desire to be social or to go out. Desire and motivation are huge issues for me and struggles for me. Actually, I guess all these are. Sleep, right. Are you sleeping, yes or no? Not just yes or no, but quality of sleep is really important. I hear this from a lot of people that have bipolar disorder, that they have sleep problems, just like ongoing sleep problems. Sometimes you get insomnia, but also quality of sleep. Sometimes or often you can sleep, but you don't feel like you slept, and you can wake up feeling pretty lousy. That definitely can be bipolar mixed type of insomnia. When I did a sleep study, it showed that I woke up a lot when I was sleeping. And this is even when I had 15 milligrams of Ambien in my system, which is a lot, but that's what it took to get me to sleep early because I also have a circadian sleep disorder, delayed phase sleep syndrome. Please look it up. Most doctors have no clue about the circadian sleep disorders. If you Google Circadian Sleep Disorders Network, you'll get a lot of good information there. And then mixed disorder for the sleep. This is really, really, really important because the physicians and the counselors kept on telling me that I didn't have bipolar disorder because I wouldn't want to sleep. So, you know, this typical impression of people with bipolar disorder is that when, you know, they get hypomanic, they're euphoric and they don't want to sleep and they can get away with 4 hours of sleep. I honestly don't think I've ever had that. If I did, maybe it was when I was much younger. Now it's more like I have like insomnia or I don't sleep well and I, you know, can't sleep or don't sleep that many enough hours. But I want to sleep. I don't feel good. I suffer from sleep deprivation. And then I have brain function, which I'm calling it for like speech, rapid or not speech. And I do think that this can be separate from physical energy, at least for me, maybe. I'll have to think about that a little longer. But notice that I am talking rapidly, definitely. Actually, the last 3 days have been good. So I cycled up from depression, and I feel really good. So I am talking rapidly. But I also want to point out that because I'm mixed, I've been talking rapidly for about a couple of weeks, but I have had depression and no motivation and no desire, but talking rapidly, that is mixed. And so now I want to get into the fact why and how having mixed bipolar disorder is so often misdiagnosed and why it is so difficult to diagnose it. So there's a perfect example. I don't sound depressed. Now, I'm not right now, but if you backtrack a few days or even a couple of weeks, I won't sound depressed, but I am depressed. I don't have motivation. I don't have desire. I don't feel happy. And when I started cycling up, there definitely was a gradient there or spectrum where I went from depression to neutral. Like 4 days ago, 4 or 5 days ago, I felt neutral. So I didn't feel happy. I didn't feel sad or depressed. I just kind of was in neutral phase, which is, I think, also another reason why a lot of people can be depressed and not realize it. Like, you know, you don't feel depressed, but you don't feel happy. I think, unfortunately, a lot of people are walking around this earth feeling that way. Okay, so when you're mixed, the whole definition of mix is that you can have both high and low symptoms at the same time. So all of those different types I just talked about, mood, energy, motivation, desire, sleep, brain function, or speech, we can just call that speech. You can have any of those and any spectrum, be anywhere on the spectrum of those at the same time. So I talked about the rapid speech. I talked about a little bit about not sleeping and have insomnia or poor sleep, but you want to sleep. Again, another, you know, that's an important one. But you can also have energy when you're depressed or neutral. So, for instance, like I talked a little bit how I can have energy and have energy to, you know, like, I don't know, pick up around the house or something like that. But I'm still depressed, and I don't have motivation or desire. So I'm sure that some of you that have mixed bipolar disorder can think about some other combinations. These are the ones that I wrote down right now. But I think some important takeaways are, one, but people with bipolar disorder mixed are so often, if not the norm, diagnosed as unipolar depression. So I'll give you an example. Aside from me, my sister was recently diagnosed with bipolar disorder. I told her psychiatrist years ago that she had bipolar disorder. She's in a nursing home for multiple sclerosis, which is very, very sad and unfortunate. But the point is that even, you know, the nurses noted her rapid cycling. This doctor, and, you know, you may run across this with doctors, right? They don't like you telling them that they've made a misdiagnose. She refused to believe it. She's decided my sister has unipolar depression, even though the irritability, you know, outbursts and the mood changes. And she's like, well, you know, people with depression can be irritable. So finally, because of all, they raised the antihistamine with my sister. And that's another factor of being hypomanic, and especially mixed hypomanic. If you have an antidepressant and you're bipolar, of course you can get hypomanic and have euphoria and all that. And then I will have that if the antidepressant's too high. It's not even that high for me because I'm low dose. But you can have irritability. It can cause irritability. And so what happened was she had all, you know, more irritability. The doctor's like, oh, well, let's raise her antidepressant. She gets even more irritable. So finally, the doctor listens, puts her on Seroquel. She's much better. Actually, we had to talk to the doctor a couple of times after that because she put her on such a low dose of Seroquel, you know, like she's testing the waters of whether she's bipolar and that's going to work. But, you know, when you have multiple people in the family with bipolar disorder, there's a very high chance. Although, of course, you know, you can have depression and schizophrenia and bipolar disorder and affective disorder and all sorts of things in a family. Don't you just love my rapid cycle talking? Yes, another Chatty Cathy day. So, okay, I talked about how, you know, the doctors may misdiagnose because they will see you. Like, for instance, you're talking fine. Maybe you have energy, but you're depressed. Maybe you're in neutral phase and you don't feel depressed, but you don't feel sad. I mean, you don't feel happy, but you seem good enough. And maybe you're not depressed. You don't feel depressed, but you don't have motivation or desire. My experience with some family members, that's been a huge thing, where, you know, they seem, you know, semi-functional, but they're just, you know, their motivation and desire to have a social life or motivation to do things is just really low. The other important takeaway from this, in my opinion, is that if you suffer from mixed bipolar disorder, even depression, you can be fooled, but especially with mixed bipolar disorder, you can be fooled thinking you're not depressed when you actually are. You can be in that neutral phase. You can be rapid talking and thinking, you know, I have energy and I'm talking and I'm getting things done. And, you know, you may have depression and not even realize it's there because it could be mild, or it's not manifesting in the, you know, the sort of stigma of what depression is. Also, you can have all this irritability and, you know, think that they can be diagnosed as depression, or you can think that you have irritability because you're not happy, you're depressed, but it turns out it's hypomanic irritability. So I'm interested in hearing your comments and what you think about this and what kind of mixed symptoms that you have, whether I've talked about them or not. Would love to hear your input. Easier to provide input on the blog. I haven't written a blog post on this yet, but I did take notes. I'm going to take those notes and eventually at some point, because it's going to take me a while to write all that out, I will post a blog post on this. But also just go to my blog. You make comments on any other blog. You make comments on the Mixed Bipolar Disorder blog that where I describe sort of the different tiles and the different symptoms. So, okay. Lastly, I just want to first thank you guys for all your support. I so appreciate all the great reviews and comments that you've already left, and please ask that you can continue them. The reason why I do this is to help people, and when I get your feedback through your great reviews or comments and sharing, then I feel like that this is worth it, and it helps encourage me to go on and especially to keep doing this. So please, I would appreciate if you could take the time to leave me feedback. Obviously, positive feedback preferred. That would just be wonderful. And that allows me to move higher up in these podcast apps to reach more people. And that's the goal. That's what I want to do, is to help you and your loved ones. I also want to remind you that I have a blog. That's bipolarmixed.wordpress.com. So it's the disorder first, bipolar, then mixed, mixed.wordpress.com. Lastly, I have to thank my friend Jill Moran for her wonderful music in the beginning and the end. She is a composer, and she recently started out doing composing for film and podcasts and everything else you can think of. She did an original score for me. She can do music for you, and she is very reasonable and moving up quickly. You can reach her on Twitter at jillmimo.com. That's J as in Jill, I-L-L, M as in Mary, I as in India, M as in Mary, O, Jill at Jill Mimo on Twitter.com. Okay, thanks guys. God bless you. I wish you well. Hang in there, and I will see you next, or talk to you next time.